Richland Locker, Joan Chevrolet, and J.J. Walsh Jewelers. If you have any questions concerning any phone numbers on today's show, call us before noon today, or Monday through Friday between 8:30 and 4:30. Join us again next Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover on WRCO-FM.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Just 3 days until Election Day, over 70 million people have already voted. Turnout's already approaching half of the final number from 2020. That set a record. Rallying in Milwaukee, Wisconsin Friday night, former President Trump suggesting Kamala Harris doesn't have what it takes to go toe-to-toe with world leaders.
She will get overwhelmed, she will melt down, and millions of people will die with her stupidity.
ABC's Selena Wang covering the Harris campaign.
In these final days, Vice President Harris is stressing that Donald Trump's language is becoming more extreme. And we're learning new details about Harris's plans the day before the election. Her campaign is planning to hold rallies in all seven battlegrounds, tying them together in a national live stream.
Harris in Georgia and North Carolina today. Trump also rallies in North Carolina. Richard Moore put to death by the state of South Carolina Friday night for the 1999 shooting of a convenience store clerk. Daylight saving time ends tonight. Set your clocks back an hour before you hit the sack. This is ABC News. With just days until the election and an increase in foreign efforts to sow distrust in the country's voting system, officials are reassuring Americans that their ballots remain safe. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The nation's top Homeland Security election official says America's voting system is completely secure and will be accurate.
For the people that would say prove it, give me some specifics of why you're so confident.
The voting machines that Americans use to cast their ballot are not connected to the internet. So great source of protection there. Very hard to hack something that is completely offline.
Roughly 97% of Americans will have their vote recorded on paper ballot, meaning they can be counted and recounted if necessary.
A federal judge refusing to drop bribery charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams, setting his next trial date for April 21st. Adams facing a five-count indictment, alleging he accepted years of luxury travel gifts in exchange for helping the Turkish consulate in Manhattan. He's pleaded not guilty. Dave Packer, ABC.
Not happy with the cold weather clothes in your closet? At the Creative Outlet, we have added fall and winter styles that you will want in the sizes that you need. We have all sizes and carry clothing for men, women, and children, starting with newborn baby clothing and now carrying up to six extra large in adults. We are open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Brighten up your fall wardrobe with warm fashions at resale prices. Found at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in the historic downtown Richland Center.
Look for cloudy conditions today with rain moving in after midnight and a low of 42. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with occasional rain and a high of 59, and then periods of rain possible and thunderstorms on tomorrow night with fog patches and a low of 49. Currently in Richland Center, the wind's out of the south at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 41 degrees.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars, a little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on, everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz, don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine?
stone. Scared to take a risk and fail, even in my home. I didn't know what to do with my sensitivity, so I just buried it down 6 feet deep. And the worst kind of hurt is to fail but not understand. Yeah, the worst kind of hurt is to think it's out of your hands. Baby, we got bigger plans. Let it hurt.
At war with my control, and every judgment builds an arsenal around my heart. And now where I sleep is cold and dark. And the worst kind of hurts to feel but not understand.
was Chancey Williams with Adios. And I'm not going to say adios to you. I'm going to say good morning. And I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till the noon hour. And that's when Caitlin O'Connell will be taking over with the news at noon. Hopefully your Saturday is a good one so far. 40 degrees outside. Typical October weather, or actually we're into November now. Boy, I tell you, the months have been going by so fast. We're on the second day of November, in fact. So sometimes I have to do that. I have to adjust myself, and it's been kind of a crazy week. So the week has just gone by, and just I guess I don't know what month it is. But yes, it is typical weather for the month of November. Actually, as we get into the middle and end of November, it's usually colder than this. So 40 degrees isn't bad. I think we've been pretty spoiled the past few weeks. Actually, we're supposed to hit a high of 58 today. So it's supposed to be partly cloudy and pleasant throughout the day, according to Tony Schumacher. And they are talking maybe about some rain tomorrow. So hopefully you won't spoil any plans that you have if you're doing anything outdoors. And hope you're enjoying your Saturday. And we have a few things you can do outdoors. But before that, I'd like to pass this along from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. Lost a male black cat with no collar. It was lost at the corner of James and Burton Streets. If you find this cat, give a call to 608-475-9549. And as for things to do today, things going on right now. Let's see here. We have the Brewer Public Library celebrating their 55 years with an anniversary open house. That's going on until 2 o'clock today, and that is sponsored by Friends of the Library and Foundation. A free will donation chili lunch is going to be held from 11 to 1 or until gone. There will also be live music with Monty Berger. The book sale room will be open, offering a buy a bag, fill a bag special. Also, pick up your free copy of Borgia Rose, The Poisoning of Richland County by local author K.D. Alba, the book selected for the next community read. Also, the Buena Vista Lions Club is hosting its second annual Halloween party in Gotham, and that's going from noon to 4. There will be a costume contest with winners voted on at 3:45 and winners revealed at 3:50 at the Buena Vista Town Hall. Weather permitting, the party will be held at the Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. If inclement weather, it will be held in the Town Hall.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
This is an urgent message from Park Street Christian Church. The United States needs our prayers. Please join them on Monday, November 4th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Park Street Christian Church for a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting. All are welcome to come together in faith.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Getting ready for more rain and longer nights? We've got you. Right now, you can earn up to $25 in bonus rewards when you buy two Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and two Rain-X Quantum Elite Wiper Blades. More rewards and better visibility at America's number one lighting destination, AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Offer valid for AutoZone Rewards members. Restrictions apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again.
I got a cabinet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever win. If you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're on,
somebody else's whiskey on somebody else's tab, riding a shotgun to
but it didn't get ugly and worked out in the end. I guess I just got lucky, but I kinda feel sorry for him. Yeah, I wish him well and hope like hell that old boy's made of green. Cause his brand new honey and his drinking money sure ain't gonna be cheap. Yeah, tonight it ain't on me. Drinking somebody else's whiskey on somebody else's tab. Riding shotgun in some other poor SOB's crew cab. Talking somebody. Raise it up high. Here's to a real damn good goodbye. Yeah, goodbye. So here's to them, and here's to me, and here's to a night of peace and quiet with twice as much to drink.
Tattoos up his right arm, and I've talked him down from getting in a fight or two. He stands his ground, he's as stubborn as the weeds in the backyard. Cause growing up he had to go where the wind blew. He hides his heart and hurt, cause he kinda had to. In a world that says saddle up and be a man, when the sun goes down and his hazel eyes go blue, that's when I understand. Cowboys cry too. They may not let him fall down in the hometown, thinking they still got to prove that where he runs deep. When he's showing his skin, my dad did. Cause that band never felt a damn thing he didn't wanna feel. But I burned too many miles trying to ride out all the sadness. She can't outdraft pain, someday it's gonna take the wheel. Can't be alone, but don't wanna get close to anybody. Don't wanna bend teeth, but don't wanna look weak, it's a tough spot. Hey!
That was Kelsea Ballerini with Noah Kahan with Cowboys Cry 2. And then Frank Ray before that was Somebody Else's Whiskey. And our time is 10:29. Temperature is now up to 43 degrees. So it's rising, which is a great thing. Hopefully we go beyond that 58 degrees. It still ain't too bad of a temperature for the first part of November. There, I got the month right that time. Yippee. But anyways, yeah, so hopefully each and every one of you are staying warm today. Probably wouldn't hurt to throw on a jacket when you get out this morning. And if your car's in the shade, you may have to do a little bit of scraping. Not much. As the temperatures rise, pretty much you can just use the windshield wipers and should clean them off. But hopefully you have a great day and enjoy it despite the cooler weather. And yeah, hopefully on the other day, on Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving, but there we go, jumping ahead. On Halloween, hopefully you didn't get blown away by all those winds we had. That was crazy. It was, I think, the lowest gust that the lower the winds went was 15 miles per hour. They were going like 15 to 20 during the majority of the afternoon into the evening. And we even had gusts up to 33 miles per hour, but they weren't gusts. They were like steady winds at 33 miles per hour. And unfortunately, it did interfere with our transmitter out there. So some of you may have noticed where we kind of were knocked off the air a little bit. But we do thank you for your patience, and we do apologize for that happening. And if that ever happens in the future, if you hear us go off the air, always go over to WRCO.com or listen on the Civic Media app, and you can still hear us on there despite not going over the air. That transmitter sends the signal out to the radios and stuff like that. As far as the stream goes, we have it coming in through a different connection. So if you ever hear us go off the air, be sure to tune in. Go to WRCO.com or listen on the Civic Media app. And we do have some great entertainment for you today coming up after the news at noon with Caitlin O'Connell. Will be Saturdays with Simo. Chris Simonson will be bringing you some great classic music for your entertainment. That'll be around 12:30. Then after the evening news at 5, Phil Nee will be bringing you Backtracking at 5:30. And the always popular Those Were the Days from 6 until midnight. Yes, Phil is live this week, so be sure to tune into that. A great program. All right here on WRCO 100.9 FM and on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. And if you do like sports, we got some great sports action for you. The Wisconsin Badgers are at Iowa today, and the pregame for that show will start will start at 4:30, and you can hear that broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, and kickoff for that contest will be at 6:30. And then tomorrow, it's Detroit at Green Bay. That's a big game, conference game. Detroit's in first place right now. Hopefully the Green Bay can knock them off their throne and take over that first place spot. A kickoff for that contest will be at 3:25, and you'll be able to hear it right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at around 1.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we, like, maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you.
They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each new season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best in seed genetics from Stein Seed Company and by leveraging the extensive knowledge of our agronomic experts. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on us to provide you with the best product lineup in the industry and get you higher yields and more profitability. Live your life your way with Stein.
Are you ready for a trusted leader in Richland County? I'm Deb McCoy, your candidate for Register of Deeds. With over 20 years of experience as a title insurance agent preparing and examining legal documents, I've mastered Wisconsin's recording statutes and legal descriptions. The security of your property's title must be protected with pinpoint accuracy. I know the ins and outs of real estate records and understand the importance of accurate documentation. While prioritizing privacy, customer service, and the accuracy our community needs, I've prepared thousands of legal documents and successfully closed countless real estate transactions. From maintaining a land records index to managing millions in escrow, my knowledge and professional communication skills ensure you're in capable hands. I'm dedicated to serving the taxpayers of Richland County with integrity and expertise. Vote experience, vote accuracy. Vote Deborah J. McCoy for Register of Deeds. Paid for by candidate.
WRCO 100.9.
By his tattoos, all the scars down to his boots. He's a whiskey drinker and an all-night rider. Used to throw a punch, a ballroom fighter. Yeah, you would think he was born to lose. That used to be me. But I say, life just ain't through with him yet. That used to be me. Sinner or a Sunday morning.
this morning and you went to work today, this song's for you. And if you put 8 honest hours in for 8 hours worth of pay, this song's for you.
If it's taking all you got these days just to make ends meet, you'd like to give a piece of your mind to those fat cats on Wall Street, this song's for you.
If you go to church on Sunday and you try to do what's right, this song's for you. Been known to drink a beer and raise hell on a Friday night, this song's for you.
If you wish we didn't have to go and send our boys to war, but you still think this country of ours is sure worth dying for, this song's for you. You know who you are. We're up on this stage, but you're the star. You're why we do what we do. We want you to know this song's for you.
Now if you love country music,
bouncer at the door to hear the kind of songs you don't get to hear much anymore. This song's for you. You know who you are. We're up on this stage, but you're the star. Songs for you.
I got to the airport just in time for your flight. When I saw a husband run off the plane to his wife.
Each moment together. the way she was looking at him. Caught up in the moment, she forgot all the lonely she's been. And you're gone so much now, it's become no big deal. It made me stop and wonder, when's the last time I made you feel like you were a soldier coming home, like I counted the nights you were gone, like each moment together's more precious than ever, 'cause you're safe inside of my arms, like I can't get enough of you when I make love to you, like you were a soldier coming home. Yeah. That's why I'm holding you this way. We can't take for granted this love we've demanded. Baby, let's live every day like you. Like you can't wait to get me alone, like each moment together's more precious than ever, 'cause you're safe inside of my arms, like I can't get enough of you when I make love to you, like you were a soldier coming home. Yeah.
Jamie O'Neill with Soldier Coming Home. Great song by Jamie there. I think that's the first time I've heard that song. Maybe I've heard it and didn't focus on it that much, but great song. Actually, that's a good song for Veterans Day or Memorial Day, too, or things like that. But Veterans Day is actually coming up pretty quick. That's probably a couple of weeks away, so who knows? Maybe I'll have to play that song when Veterans Day does arrive. 10:47 is the time at... And the temperature, according to the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, is 45 degrees. Winds out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Windy, a little breezy today, though. 6 to 13 miles per hour, they're talking about for winds. So, not as bad as the other day, but you know, still windy there. So, if you go out and wearing a hat or something, be sure to hold on to it. Or if you got anything that might blow around, be sure to make sure it's steady so it doesn't blow around. If it's light, it'll probably will, but if it's not really light, but light enough you had strong winds, then probably not worry quite as much. And just a reminder about daylight savings time ending. Yes, you probably are aware of it, but just wanted to remind you again, that way you are able to get your hour extra sleep. Also, that way you don't show up to your appointment or wherever you're going to, whether it be church or an appointment tomorrow morning, an hour earlier than you need to. I know a lot of clocks now, like cell phones and such. I even have an alarm clock in my bedroom that automatically switches on itself too, which is really cool. But there are some things that don't switch on time, so you got to remember to do that. And it ends officially at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. So a good time if you do have to set a clock back right before you go to bed, or even after you get done listening to Those Were the Days this evening. That'd be a good time to remember. Right after Those Were the Days, remember to set it back. That way you're sure to have the correct time and get that hour extra sleep in and don't show up early. And unfortunately, it's going to turn darker earlier. I was talking with Caitlin about that, about how it's a bummer. Hate that when it gets dark so early, but hopefully it'll go by fast and we'll get back to where it's nice and sunny up till like 8 o'clock at night. But that's a little ways away. We got to make it through fall and winter yet, folks. But like I say, remember. And also, one more thing, when you check, it's a good time to check your batteries on your smoke detectors too. that's always a good time to do it as well. So daylight savings time, turn an hour back at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for WRCO's Those Were the Days. We're going to have a real party Saturday night with the Solid Gold Dancers. How about it, Joanne?
I'll be chilling a sixer of Fresca.
Wow, all right. Party on. We'll be taking the train along the way as well, maybe to Clarksville or possibly to Folsom Prison, the city of New Orleans, or the rock and roll train. We'll be rocking and rolling until the midnight hour, playing some train songs and all the songs that you know and love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app Saturday night.
WRCO.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
Or two.